What a wondrous day we celebrate today. For though it is not the exact date as usual, which was 9 months before Christmas, because of Holy Week and the octave of Easter, which have precedence liturgically, today we celebrate, because we cannot forego it, the feast of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the Archangel Saint Gabriel. And as such, as we see in the Gospel of today, and we see predicted to Achaz by God through Saint Isaias, the Virgin shall be with child. And so it is. The Blessed Mother, she is disturbed, not because she is afraid of the angel or a ghost or anything like that. She knows that this salutation means that the time has come. And yet she was not ignorant of the fact. And this has been revealed through the ages. Of course, you don't have to believe it. There are private revelations. But if a private revelation tells you that the sun is up there and you don't believe it, that's your own problem. That's your own fault. So you don't have to believe it, but it's common sense. And so she knows that all these things would happen to her. And it has been revealed in private revelations to one, to Venerable Mary of Agreda, and also Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, and others as well, that she knew from the time of her childhood that she was going to be the mother of God. But she knew it, and she kept it secretly, as she kept many things secretly. And so she was disturbed because she knew this was it. This was the announcement. This was the moment. Once this happens, it's turning the hourglass over, and there is no stopping the sands of time. The signs of providence. The sands of providence. And so she is disturbed indeed, as you or I would be if we knew we have a particular mission where it is not necessarily pleasant, and we have to fulfill it, whether we like it or not. And so the Blessed Mother was disturbed. And then the angel tells her what's going to happen. And she has to ask, not so much for herself, but for us, who receive this from her lips to St. Luke's quill, to with the Holy Spirit guiding that same quill. For the Holy Spirit is the author of all the Scripture and of all the sacred tradition. And so she asked, and he says, how can this be, since I know not man? Now, if she had planned to know man, then that would have been it. There was no need for asking such a stupid question otherwise. But it was not stupid. She had promised her virginity to God. Saint Joseph had promised his virginity to God. And thus, she just wanted to know how this could take place. And the angel announces to her, the power of the Most High, that is, of God the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Trinity, the third person of the Trinity, shall overshadow thee. And we see, like in the Transfiguration and other occasions, where God the Father speaks and a bright cloud. We never think of a bright cloud as overshadowing anything. There's no shadow there, but there is. And so, too, here, the Father wills, and as he wills, it happens. The Holy Spirit overshadows her and brings to her the power of the Most High, brings to her the second person of the Trinity, who now becomes also man when she agrees. And she could have refused, and then we would not be here. We would all be in hell already, even if we had been born. Most likely, we would have not been born. It would have ended right then and there. But no. She was created for this purpose. And that's all of us are created for a particular purpose. You better find out what yours is. Otherwise, you're going to be in real deep trouble down there. And so she immediately says, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, the slave of the Lord. A slave belongs totally to his or her master. Everything that the master wishes, the slave must do. So behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And at that very instant, it happened. At the very instant, time was divided in two, before Christ and after Christ. And the Son of God became man and dwelt amongst us, as we say in the Angelus and the Regina Coeli every day, three times a day. And so today we glorify in these wondrous mysteries the fact that the Son of God has become man. And of course, we've just been through everything for which he became man, so he could suffer for us. No wonder the Blessed Mother was perturbed. She knew this was it. And it was up to her, therefore, when it would begin. And so at the wedding feast of Cana, the Mother of our Lord, Mary Most Holy, the Immaculate Ever Virgin Mary, says, "Son, they have no wine. Woman, what is to me is to you. What happens to me happens to you." The Passion. She suffered spiritually, and you can suffer much more spiritually than physically. After so much suffering physically, your body goes into shock and you don't feel anything else. So don't be afraid of somebody cutting off your hands or your feet or your head. You won't feel it. After a few moments, the feeling is gone. You go into shock. Ask any doctor. But the spirit, nobody can kill the spirit, not even God. He has created it, he has spoken, and so it is. And so what happens to me happens to you, O woman. Woman predicted in Genesis 3:15, who should crush the head of the serpent. I saw a most beautiful icon yesterday. And of course, most of this is from different things that people put on Facebook. I don't have any problems with Facebook, some people do. And if they do, it's because they've been looking at things that they're not supposed to do. And they know what you're looking at, and they bring it back to you. So if you look at filth, you're going to get filth. That's it. If you look at holy things, you're going to get holy things. It's not that neutral instrument that is evil. It is you. So anyway, this icon came up. And it was in Spain somewhere. Of course, we have the best and most beautiful icons of anybody. And it showed the Blessed Mother with the baby Jesus and both of them together, as it is supposed to be, crushing the head of the serpent. It was most beautiful. I need to reproduce it somehow. But the Blessed Mother is the mediatrix of all graces. She brings grace to us, ave gratia plena, caricatomene, full of grace. There's not one inch of her that is not full of grace. We don't have any grace compared to her. Only Jesus has more grace because he is grace. He is the head, the capital grace, as man as well as God. And so she who is full of grace crushes the head of the evil serpent, Satan. And of course, that's figurative and spiritual. Obviously, the devil is not dead. He roams around seeking souls to devour, like a lion at night, says St. Peter. But if we have the Blessed Mother with us, we, with her and the baby Jesus, will crush the head of the serpent. And that's that. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.